The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Some seem to think our patriotic days are dead. We used to sing of our homeland with passion, but now we seem to shy away from it instead. I think it's time we hit the nail right on the head.
This is a great country, a great country.
That's
so
right.
Let's shout it clear and loud.
And believe it, baby.
Take a look in your history book, and you'll see why we should be proud.
Be proud, that's all.
Hats off to America,
America,
the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave?
Bing Crosby. And if you're younger and you're listening with mom or grandmom, you know what? That's Bing Crosby. Thanks to Beth Connors for sending the records over there. She sent some great, great records over with the Fred Waring group with Bing Crosby. It's all patriotic. I have to tell you, we're a great country. Everything's great. Everybody's got to stop. I'm watching the news, and because I have to watch the news. And plus, I'm like a news junkie. I'm a political junkie. So this is like sports to me. People say, I can't stand it. My sports aren't on the air anymore. Watch politics. Oh, my gosh. It's far more interesting because, you know what? We could kind of play that game. I mean, that by that, I mean you could show up to vote. But don't get down, because I know you can get so depressed. If you keep the news on all the time, you will get so depressed. It's about how many people are dying. How many people? There's light at the end of the tunnel. If you follow it and you look at it and you can see that the amount of people that are passing away in New York is lessening as we move on. People going into emergency rooms, lessening as we go on. Look at what the president has done. He sent the United States Navy ship to comfort there. That we've got triage, a triage set up in Central Park with tents, with beds in them. You know, we are on, I'm telling you, we're going to be on the mend before you know it. We haven't leveled off the curve yet, as they say, but we got this. We got this. So help me God. What you got to watch now, you're going to watch Louisiana start to spike because of the Mardi Gras. And then you're going to watch some other states that are going to spike. But, you know, New York is leading the way, and I'm telling you, we're going to be okay. Just, you might not want to show up when I think it's so patriotic when the United States Navy ship, the Comfort, comes in, but you might not want to go and watch it and go down to the pier and watch it, because we're supposed to be social distancing. I'm just saying, you know, but we're going to get through this. There's going to be a time. Listen, if you can hear my voice, I'm telling you what's going to happen in a month or two. Summertime come in, and it's going to be like, wow, do you believe what we went through? And it's going to make us stronger. Do you believe it? And kids now, they're going to talk about what were you doing during the coronavirus? What happened with the coronavirus? And if this vicious virus starts to surface in the fall, and we're going to talk to Dr. Stephen Greer momentarily, he will tell you, we will have medicine for it. And we have medicine for it now. But what gets me upset is when I see the anti-American rhetoric and they come after us. And it's not just coming after us. It's going after the president. And in essence, you're going after the United States when you attack the president. Just lay off for now, just a little bit. I would humbly suggest that to the folks, the Democrats who are politicizing this, and they are. and they're blaming the president for this. They are. Where were they? Well, Chuck Schumer is saying, "Don't." Oh, how could the president stop flights from China? Because that's where the virus comes from. Senator Schumer, maybe. And then he deleted that tweet. Nancy Pelosi is walking around Chinatown in San Francisco. In San Francisco, California. She's walking around. Come in here. The health commissioner in New York, Mayor de Blasio, very recently, a few weeks ago. Come on in. No, everybody's got to come in. The president waited. He wanted to stay positive. He goes, look, we're gonna see. This thing is going to it's gonna pass through soon enough, but we're staying on top of it. And then when it started to get serious, he's on top of it. When I see the reporters at the White House yesterday and they start to go after the president on everything negative, when the president brings forth Honeywell, you know, and he brings forth the United Technologies, and then Mike Lindell does that glorious speech, and we reached out to Mike, and hopefully Mike will be able to jump on the air with us this morning. Mike does this great speech about how he turned the MyPillow factories into making masks for first responders. We got this. You're seeing American ingenuity at its best. I just wish people could just join together, and I know most of America is, you know, but when you see the little snarky comments, and maybe I shouldn't even talk about them, and number one, and number two, maybe I shouldn't even watch them, but they quote Nancy Pelosi saying nasty, vicious things about the president. Give it up, Nancy. Give it up. I feel so sorry for her. And when the president called her a sick puppy, which is an old term meaning, you know, someone who's just whacked out, she does. She looks like she's drinking too much. And I'm not attacking. I'm just saying objectively about Nancy Pelosi. No one can be filled. Is she that filled with hate and how much power she needs that she's got to attack the president and say he caused this when she's in San Francisco telling Americans come to Chinatown in San Francisco? Where does everybody go in the Lunar New Year? They went to Wuhan, 5 million of them. They came back to America, and the president shut them down. Thank God. Oh my goodness gracious! And they make it as negative as you can. Then I'm watching. Then I gotta watch the network news because I'm like I just want to make sure I'm covered on everything. I really do. So I watch all the network news and I see who's and it's with that voice, with the music. How many people are dead? What community now? What's happening now in this community? Oh, my gosh. And did you see what happened here? And it's all negative and it's all sensational. Nothing. Once in a while, you'll get a positive note out of it, you know. But then they go after South Korea. I saw on CBS News last night, the gold standard. They actually use that word. South Korea is the size a little bit bigger than California. If we were the size of South Korea, we could have shut this thing down overnight. How do they even make that analogy? And in South Korea, excuse me, if you didn't show up and you weren't, they kept you locked with a GPS. The government tracked you with a GPS. That would work well in America, huh? Yeah, you see if that would work? And then if you didn't get tested or if you violated this GPS tracking, you know, you got fined $2,500. $2,500. Now, they're talking about that in New York, $500 if you're not social distancing. But like the president said yesterday, it was so funny. What do you do, have a little beeper that if you go in the 6 feet zone, the beeper's going to go off? You can't do it. You can't compare it. You can't compare it. When they go south, that makes me crazy. South Korea's got, California's got what, about 39, 40 million people? You know, South Korea's got maybe 10 million more than that, but that's about the size of California, a little bigger. And you can't compare the two. Please stop. Just embrace the country. Embrace these companies stepping up. Embrace the country when the president says to General Motors, make the ventilators. Well, we're going to make a profit on the ventilators. Then you go, okay, the president goes, you know what? War Production Act in place. Boom. Okay, you got to do it. And Mary Barra's got to turn around. And now General Motors is now making the ventilators. And by the way, the ventilator thing, we've got the ventilators. Can they distribute them? Can they find out where they're coming from? Who's hoarding what? And we're going to talk to Dr. Stephen Greer. Let's talk about the drugs that can go out there. And apparently now there is drugs out there, but they don't want to address it. You know what? I think some people just don't want a cure. I think they like the way it is because they blame President Trump for this and it's become political at this point. And Joe Biden, wouldn't they put Joe Biden in charge? You know, I mean, Joe Biden's like irrelevant now. And they know the president's going to walk away with this, you know, and it's time to join together. You know how many times, I wonder how many times a day, I don't know this for a fact, Andrew Cuomo and Donald J. Trump chat. You know, I don't, you know, I wonder how many times a day. You know, because you got to get, whether you, Andrew Cuomo, somebody said, they tweeted the funniest thing. They said, you know, the reason Andrew Cuomo doesn't have any money because he gave all the money away to illegals, you know, for court costs, for free driver's license. They New York gave, I'm laughing, but it's so true, you know. And with all the overtaxation, they're running out of money now. But you know what? Again, right now, let's not talk about that. Let's help out New York. And then when Andrew Cuomo says Army Corps of Engineers, the president listened. The president did not go up against it. Everybody thinks the president fights about everything. The president listened to Andrew Cuomo. The Army Corps of Engineers came in and helped out New York City. We can do this. But Gavin Newsom and President Trump working together. What? What? It's working. Even though, you know, the president can't stand Governor Inslee in Washington State. He doesn't get, put Mike Pence on the phone, but give them what they need. Give them what they need. We're okay. We're okay. Embrace the greatness of the United States. We'll get through this. And you know, the fact that we have Mike Lindell's right. Hopefully he'll join us. You know, when he talks about God, it's okay to talk about God. We are one nation under God. And that's why I like when President Trump's up there. He didn't ask Mike Lindell to do that. I'm talking about the press conference yesterday when Mike Lindell went up and he said how they're changing over the MyPillow plants to make face masks. And by the way, he said, can I say something, Mr. President? The president said, okay, go ahead. It was great. And Mike talked about, you know, his faith and how strong it is. And God's watching over us and God is there for us. And we should all concentrate on maybe praying more. Hey, you know, thank you. We appreciate it. You know, listen, there were under the last administration, you know, I'm watching what I say. But, you know, whatever you believe is fine with me. And I love you. Because you're an American or you're part of God's green earth, and I love you. But don't I'm not going to vilify you if you believe one way and I don't, or if you believe and I don't. I'm not going to vilify you. I'm going to embrace you, because that's that in my life, in my world, that's the way God would want it. Let me go to Ellen real quick. Ellen, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. First, I wanted to say thank you to Frank for donating blood, and I hope a lot of your listeners will follow suit, because we really do need it.
Absolutely.
And I heard you getting all excited when he mentioned the word platelets, so I just wanted to clarify something.
Yes,
a little bit.
Please.
It's not the platelets that will help us with this problem. Actually,
okay.
The platelets are involved in clotting. The plasma, which is the liquid part of the blood,
right,
is what is going to be taken from people who have had the virus, because when you've had an infection, bacteria, virus, whatever, the
yeah.
body recognizes the invader, mm-hmm. and it produces something called antibodies, which then attack the invader and inactivate them.
Right.
So
wow.
the platelets are part of the immune system, which right. then the next time we're introduced to that same invader, the body says, aha, I remember this. We had this fight before, and it can produce them faster. So the idea is, since this is a new virus and none of us have had any exposure,
right.
that if we take someone who's had the infection, their mm-hmm. blood plasma will have mm-hmm. the antibodies
okay.
dissolved in it. We give those antibodies to a person who's sick to kickstart their immune system and produce their own set wow. of antibodies, and hopefully be able to fight the virus off a little bit better.
You know what? We are so honored to have you listening. So, are you a nurse, Ellen, by chance?
Biology.
A doctor? You're a what teacher?
Biology teacher. Remember?
Right,
the one
right. I do. Yes. Thank you. Oh, Lord. And thank you. Thank you. So are you, by the way, are you still teaching, if I may ask?
No, I'm no longer teaching. A car accident kind of prematurely ended my career.
Wow.
But stuff like this still gets me really excited. In fact, there's a part of me that wishes I could jump into the fight, but because I am part of the population that has underlying conditions and stuff, if I get anywhere near it,
all right. Well, can we anoint you as biologist of AM 970, The Answer, and then you could call in?
Cause... that would be my great honor, Joe.
You are our biologist.
As I said to you once before,
yes.
You said you wish you had had a teacher like me, and I told
yes.
you, if you'd been in my class, you would have loved biology, not just passed it, you would have enjoyed it.
Ellen, God bless you, girl. Thank you so much. And call anytime our biologist. Please, please, please. As an aside, please. You have no idea. I failed biology in ninth grade. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I failed. I gave my biology teacher, and he was a good guy, and I gave him so much trouble just fooling around. I was never mean. It was never, you know, tough, punky. It was just silly and trying to be funny, and I had to go to summer school for biology. Oh! Everybody was surfing, Debbie. I was walking to Southern Regional High School down in Manahawk, New Jersey, saying, I got to go to summer school for biology now. And I did. Oh. Not, but if Ellen was my teacher, I would have behaved myself for sure. Oh,
sure.
My Lord. Lordy, Lordy, Jesus. Dr. Stephen Greer, the man. He is the man, is going to join us momentarily. Tom Kehoe this hour's on Mike Lindell. We're tracking down Congressman Peter King, Mr. Mike Gallagher, Dr. Alan Kaddish. We got the whole show for you. And Debbie looking out for you always right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe, for our essential workers out there going to and from work. Thank you so much. Our doctors, our nurses, our bankers, people working in the grocery stores, truckers, our EMT workers, all of you, you know who you are. We thank you so much. Let's go out to the Southern State Eastbound right at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident on the shoulder there. And over in Queens on the Jackie Robinson Eastbound at Cypress Hill Street, an accident blocking one lane. Now, traffic is still moving solely on the Merritt Parkway southbound down through Fairfield with some construction just wrapping up there. It's still a little bit busy for you on 78 westbound, that ramp to the Garden State Parkway. It's an accident being cleared, and 1 and 9 heading northbound right in Linden. Accident just cleared. Clouds today, high in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high in the 50s. And sunny on Thursday, high in the 50s as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer will join us momentarily. I'm telling you about balance of nature, because the trick is to build up your immune system. And you know what I do? I keep around the house. I always have the balance of nature bottle. I put it right where I could see it to remind myself that every so many hours I take a balance of nature. I take the fruits in the morning, and then vegetables, and I stay on that. And plus, you know, I really try to eat the fruits and vegetables, but I never have enough. At the end of the day, I go, oh, I should have eaten more broccoli. I mean, really? But you should, right? Where are the fruits, right? I ran out of strawberries. I should have raspberry, strawberry, all these antioxidants. But then I got to go to the store. I got to get germs. You know, let me just suggest humbly, and let me submit to you respectfully, that you try Balance of Nature, because you get 35% off now and free shipping on any new preferred order of a Balance of Nature, and it's fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. That's all it is. So to build up your immune system, I am your clinical study, all right, with Frankie and Alan, Debbie. What we do, we take Balance of Nature, building up, hopefully, our immune system to fight off the free radicals in the body, like colds, like allergies, like viruses. And that's what I do. And I put my faith in Balance of Nature. For me, it's been miraculous. And we want you to at least try it. Balance of Nature. Here is the number, 35% off and free shipping on your first new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or again, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka reminds us that we are strong.
When the president says that we will overcome the threat posed, he is correct. We remain the strongest and richest nation in the world. We remain rated the most capable country when it comes to dealing with any type of pandemic. This, too, shall pass.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. The Treasury Department is urging airlines to submit some applications by Friday to begin receiving money to get through the coronavirus pandemic. The financial help is part of the economic relief package passed by Congress last week. American Airlines plans to apply for up to $12 billion in government aid, which will make sure there are no involuntary layoffs or pay cuts in the next 6 months. United Airlines expects travel demand to remain depressed for months, possibly into next year. More people are cooking their own meals because of social distancing restrictions, and meal kit company HelloFresh says it's seeing business pick up. Its profit and sales were both stronger than expected in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, reaching in and pulling out that one item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info like your name or social security number may be emailed and shared more than usual. Criminals can steal info from your devices and sell it on the dark web, or use it to commit identity theft. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but thanks to LifeLock, tax season doesn't have to tax your peace of mind. Join today at LifeLock.com and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
I know there are a lot of tax relief firms out there, so who do you trust? There's a local company that wants to help. JLD Tax Resolution Group is right here in Jersey City. They're like an ER for people with tax problems. Do you really want to call some guy in Idaho or Wyoming and give them your personal information? JLD Tax is local and helps hundreds of people in the metro area solve their tax problems. Visit 201tax.com and set up your free initial consultation with John Donenfeld. That's 201tax.com. Get relief now.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
That's great. Now, here we go. Go ahead.
When your spine is cracking and your hands they shake, heart is bursting and your butt's gone break, woman's cussing, hear her scream.
Stones, baby. Ventilator Blues. Does he ever sing it out? Does he say Ventilator?
I don't remember if he does it or not, but you know. I thought it'd be appropriate.
Very nice, very nice. Ventilator Blues, Joe Piscopo. So we just got word now, apparently Dr. Stephen Greer cannot make it, which is okay, because sometimes, you're so funny, as you listen to the show, is that when people are on, they're on the show and we welcome them and we respect them and we love them, if they get
snarky, if they get a little whatever inappropriate, if they don't call in time, we put them on what we call the island, because that's what the late great Sonny Grasso.
John Laboutelier is leading the pack.
No, there. No. Listen, John, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. But,
right, but he's not off the island.
He's a
charter member.
If you, the island was invented by Sonny Grasso, the French-Canadian cop who recently passed away, the late, great Sonny Grasso. He was so funny. He was so Italian that every day he was your best friend and would kill for you, would die for you. But if you crossed him, you were on the island. If you didn't, and you get slightly offended, if you would get offended, you were on the island. So we are not putting Dr. Stephen Greer on the island. He's welcome.
Yeah, actually, I think this was my error. So he emailed me yesterday, and it went – so we have this new spam filter at our company, Joe, which is really not that great at preventing me from getting spam, but it is great at preventing me from getting actual emails that I want to receive.
Yeah.
So it's quarantining all of these emails that I want, and I don't get them until a day later. And so one of these emails was from Dr. Greer. I just forwarded it to you. The email itself is a little strange. It says, on the island? No, he said, I'm writing, subject abort, right? He said, I'm riding the wave of music euphoria now, won't be able to speak tomorrow. Now, I don't know what that means. So, so it's very interesting.
Now it's really enticing to get him back.
We're working on that. But he did say he would not be able to speak tomorrow. He did tell me that yesterday, but I didn't receive it until just now because of our company's new
Just make sure you whitelist it. Then you'll get his
Yes, I will. I've lesson learned.
No, we could send the lifeboat to the island if he wants. Because I got to tell you, this is the guy.
I'm hoping Kevin Jackson will get on that lifeboat before Dr. Greer does.
Sure, absolutely. Forgiveness is what it's all about. Sometimes. So
what is that supposed to mean? No, you just took a shot at me.
I did not.
Yes,
oh,
you did.
I did not. I promise you, I wasn't thinking about how you treat your sister. I didn't mean.
I don't treat her anyway. I don't talk to her. What do you mean?
Exactly. But that's what you're a little sensitive about that, Al.
Well, no, because you took a shot at me. Like, in this time of this pandemic, you should forgive and forget. No, I don't.
We are quarantined, Albert. We are all together on this. People are listening. They're doing their everyday chores around the house. Us in the background.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you picked up the phone right now?
No. Have a number for her.
731.
So the last number that I had
Frankie, help me out here. If Al calls his sister and says,
no, I think it would be great.
The last phone number that I had
right
for my sister, some guy Brad answered, and I have no idea who Brad is.
Brad.
I said, hello? And he goes, this is Brad. And I go,
well, your mother will certainly have the number. You could call her and get it.
No. Come on. Al.
Don't want it.
Forgiveness.
Don't want it. Bad enough she's going to Dunkin' Donuts and calling me from a Dunkin' Donuts to tell me she got toilet
paper. That was another thing between Al. Working with Al and Frank, like we're with Felix and Oscar, because it's like, all of a sudden, before the show yesterday, we get so busy. I forgot to tell you. It's true. So Al starts going, he starts telling a story. This is off the air at 5:30. So we're about to go on the air, and then Frank goes, Al, you told us story on the air. So now they
air. I said, you told us this story on Friday. And I said to you, Joe, do you remember him telling us this story? And you said, yes, but I don't know that he told it on the air. So now we both remember hearing this story on Friday.
Right. That's right.
And yet we had to sit through it again yesterday. And then Al's acting like we're the crazy ones.
Right.
Because we both remember it.
Because the story happened at 2 in the afternoon on Friday. Our show is on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., correct?
It happened after the fact. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So how could I have told you on Friday when it happened Friday afternoon?
I think he told us before.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I told you another version of this story.
All right. So maybe
where my
that's
mother
possible.
Went to Dunkin' Donuts,
and
but
she called you
me from the Dunkin'
that's
Donuts.
That's what I heard.
She called me from home. She was after I secured my toilet paper on Friday. I called my mother.
Wait, hold right there, because that's a story in itself. Yeah. You ran to Dwayne Reed. You got toilet paper.
Yes, the Dwayne Reed across the street had toilet paper, and they said two per person. Great, so I get these two packages of 10 rolls each. It cost me $10. I was fantastic. I walked down Broadway like I was a champion. Some guy said to me across the street, "That stuff is worth more than the stock market." I said, "You got that right." Okay, so I get it. I'm driving home. I call my mom. I said, "Do you need anything?" She says, "I need toilet paper." I said, "Well, great. I just bought toilet paper. I will bring you 10 rolls so that you have it. She goes, well, what kind is it? I said,
I think
one
you
ply.
Told this story before.
No, I did
yes.
not.
Yes.
I said, I have one ply toilet paper. So I get a pause on the other end of the line, and she goes, I really want two ply. I said, well, beggars can't be choosers at this point. I have toilet
That's
paper.
Great.
I'm bringing it to
That's
you.
That's great. That's
so she
great.
She says, can you find me two ply? I said, let me see. So I call my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law happens to have two-ply toilet paper. She's going to drop me off a few rolls. Great. I take a nap. I get up. I eat lunch. I'm about to leave my home, and my phone rings, and it's Dunkin' Donuts. I go, why is Dunkin' Donuts calling me? I didn't order anything from Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't even know they had an ordering system. I pick up the phone. It's my mother at the Dunkin' Donuts down the street from her house. She goes, I went to the Walgreens. I got toilet paper, and I'm getting my coffee. I said, go home and wash your hands. What's the matter with you?
So now you have Joe and I.
82, half a lung. Go
Joe ahead, and
so
I.
So you heard it twice. Too bad.
Joe and I have now been.
You're on the island. That's
Joe
it.
And I have now
Put
been forced to sit through this story thrice now.
But now the listeners have heard it once.
Right. They've only heard it once, allegedly, and yet they feel like they've heard it 100 times.
Can we put Al on the island? Can we put Al on the
please,
island?
Please, please, put me on the island. Put me on the island.
You guys, if you're listening, to these guys, when Al gets offended, and then I look across the board, and I say, Al, and he shakes his head like, I'm not going to say anything.
No,
He really gets offended. He gets offended. Oh, you are so Italian. I think you call your sister. It's quality.
I think it would
not
be
calling
nice,
her.
Yeah.
Come on. Huh? Call mom.
You know what? At least she still has a job. She's working at a Starbucks that has a drive-thru because they had shut down the Starbucks for a few weeks.
It's Al.
Good for her. She's trying to
provide. You.
No.
I'm checking on you. You know I love you. I love you. Hope all is well.
I don't. Hold on a second. I don't not love my sister. I just don't want to speak to her.
Yeah. It sounds like a very loving relationship.
It's great. It's a great relationship. It's very one-sided.
This is so Italian. I keep saying that.
When she divorces her husband, then I'm happy to talk to her again.
Oh, God. So I'm telling you, all I kept thinking about, and it was my Uncle Emil, who I absolutely adored, and it was, I told you this before, he was playing with, Uncle Jimmy, one of the other uncles. They're playing Pinochle. Uncle Emil played their own cards. And then it was like Uncle Jimmy or Uncle Nick, somebody said, you played the Jack of Clubs! And they start yelling and didn't talk for 7 years. Seven years because they played the
Could
wrong card in Pinochle. No, it's the times. Come on, we should all join together here, Albert. You got to join together. No, maybe
no,
not.
No, thank you.
Hey, all right, Joe.
Even
on
a
the
pandemic
radio.
Will not get me to speak to my sister.
You got to join together, calm. This is togetherness. It's time for family and love.
Listen, Obi-Wan. Not going to happen. May the force be with you.
No, I'm like Yoda. I'm Yoda. I'm so old, you can call me Yoda.
Talk to your sister, you will.
Tom Kehoe, a CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies, a trade advisor. We're going to check out what's going on with the economy, with the stocks, the impact on Long Island. Mike Lindell is going to call in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. Mike was great with the president. I so applaud our friend Mike Lindell for speaking out and just giving his faith a 20-second shout-out. And, of course, he's criticized on social media. In my opinion, you need more God in our lives these days. Congressman Peter King as well, Mike Gallagher. Dr. Alan Kadish is the president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Dr. Allen will join us at 9 o'clock. Any question that you have, you may want to just jot it down, and then you give us a call, 877-970-2999. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will do our Pandemic 2020 segment of the program. So, and Al's got the headline news now. I think, Frank, why don't you call the sister and get her on the phone so after Al gets off the news, he could talk to
her. Please throw it to news.
It's early yet. We only got a couple more hours. We're doing great. 7:37, and Al standing by right here on AM 970, The Answer, Love and Peace. Go for it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An indoor training facility on the grounds of the U.S. Open Tennis Center in Queens being transformed into a temporary hospital to help the city deal with the surge of COVID-19 patients. The training area at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center will be able to house 350 beds for non-COVID-19 patients. The Louis Armstrong Stadium is going to be used as a commissary to put together meals for patients, healthcare workers, and public school children It's expected about 25,000 meals will be made there every day. The mayor of Carteret, New Jersey, Daniel Ryman, has announced he has tested positive for the coronavirus and has self-quarantined himself in his home. Ryman, who's 43, says his doctor told him he'd been in contact with people who had tested positive. He began feeling symptoms consistent with the virus, including fever, muscle pain, and a cough. He was then tested for COVID-19. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here at the outbound side of the GWB. It looks like we have a disabled tractor trailer on the upper level. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the Merritt Parkway southbound. That's going to be stop and go getting down through Fairfield. Do watch out for some stop and go traffic heading right through that area. Now, we're still seeing some slowdowns as you take it to the eastbound side of the Gowanus, getting up past Fort Hamilton Parkway and then volume eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel. It's a little bit busy for you on the Southern State Parkway eastbound, getting out toward the Meadowbrook with an accident there. That's on the shoulder as well. Now, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway Plan in place. B, C, W, Z. The 6 and 7 Express all suspended. Again, alternate side suspended. Clouds today high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. Our friends at Invite Health care about you and are actually lowering their prices on immune-enhancing supplements. Right now, you need to support your immune system. You also want to be well-nourished with essential vitamins and minerals needed for good immune system function. Use Invite Health's Multi-Protection. It's no ordinary multivitamin. It supplies 5 different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with vitamins D, A, C, and zinc. Nutrients immune system must have to make white blood cells and to function. And that's not all. Multi-protection also comes in a basic green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Right now, get 2 bottles of multi-protection. That's a 2-month supply for $19.95. Double up for free shipping. Contact Invite Health, 800-789-1125, 800-789-1125. That's 800-789-1125 for multi-protection to help you stay well. Be sure to mention that Debbie sent you when you're checking out. Invite Health, your invitation to a healthier life.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Gun confiscation, abortion, open borders, this is the future the left is planning for you, and they're funded by major cell phone corporations. You don't even realize that you're funding the machine trying to destroy our Constitution, our values, and our country every time you use your cell phone. Those big companies constantly partner with the left, but who's partnering with you? Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only company protecting the Constitution with every call you make by donating a portion of your bill to conservative causes. Recently, they supported the sanctity of life at the March for Life. All plans include unlimited talk and text, reliable nationwide coverage, and no hidden fees. Don't wait to support your values. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play when you add 1 or up to 4 lines of service. Plus, they'll give you a free gift, too. Call their U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT. Visit patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. Once again, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Good
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, 743. You know, while you're at your home, use this time to beautify, protect, and preserve your biggest investment, your home. Even though New York has a construction ban on for the next 30 days, Susan from Rhino Shield has a great deal for you to consider, please. Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed this month, the month of April, no matter what you want, when you want the job started. So it's 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of April, no matter when you want the job started. And one person will visit your home, walk the outside. You probably won't even know that the person is there. It's what happened when I did Rhino Shield. They came out, they take a look, and you know what? The estimate will be emailed to you. Set a date, any date in the future you wish the work to start. That's it. So while you're home and you're with the family, because you want to see what the house is going to look like and what color that you want, Susan will email you. You could do it virtually. You could do it electronically with Susan. And Susan, you know, she'll tell you that Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating. I always tell you that. Seals your house or commercial building, by the way. It's just like paint, and it has a 25-year guarantee. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Support your local small business. Call Rhino Shield today. Great thing to do while you're in the house. Plus, best thing I've ever done for my house. Arthur Idala did the same thing in his beach house. You got to get Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. Now is the time to call Susan. 877-744-6608. Protect your biggest investment, Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Look at this. It's Tuesday, 7:45, March 31st already. Look at this. Tom Kehoe is a CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies and a trade advisor, to a USDA, USTR. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing? How you holding up?
Good morning, Joe. Doing well. How are you, sir? Nice to hear your chirpy voice on this.
Yeah, we are doing great. Hey, so with the economy, I know things are bad. Any light at the end of that tunnel? You thinking the recovery you're looking will be quick? Yes, Tom?
Well, Joe, like I think we all have can only go with what we saw before we went into this corona tunnel, so to speak. The economy was booming. The lowest unemployment we've seen ever, highest employment for all sorts of minorities, very robust stock market. The banks are in good shape going into this one. It wasn't like the bank, when we had the problems several years ago with all the major banks. So I think we'll be fine. The problem, and I think this is what the president, Larry Kudlow, and the economic advisors are struggling with, is how long can you keep an economy of this size in a complete shutdown before that starts to have sickening effects on the economy? So, look, it's almost like in the Bible, Solomon and the baby, bring me the baby, we're going to cut the baby in half. You know, in other words, these men and women have some tremendous decisions to make that the ramifications of which will affect us the rest of our lives and our kids and our grandkids. So, and I heard your comments earlier about Mike Lindell. God bless him. It's a time to pray for our president and his advisors.
Yeah. Yep.
And somebody was commenting last night or this morning. I was reading that nobody is giving Reverend Franklin Graham's group, Samaritan's Purse, the credit for setting up the hospital in Central
Thank
Park.
You. God bless Thank him. You. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right. So what do you do with that? Is anyone asking how we're going to pay the $2 trillion in new spending? That's a recovery, but will the government get that back, number one? Number two, I like this, that does the government, like, take do they take part ownership in some of the institutions that they're lending money to?
I heard that Frank Morano was selling some stock in his Sunday radio show. Is that true?
Yeah, right.
To the Trump family. I think major corporations may have to take on more debt than they would want to, and the government may own some of it, some of the debt, some of the stock. And much like the bank bailout, if that works out, the American people will profit. So I think, we're in uncharted territory, my friend. You know, we're about the same age. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I can remember my grandparents talking about the Depression and, you know, the effect on the economy after the war. And I think much like you said, it's a time for great faith and great prayer and believing. The Bible exhorts us to pray for men and women in positions of authority, whether you believe their politics or not. We put them there. Elections have consequences. So it's a time to pray for these men that they stay healthy and that they're able to make the right decisions for us. So it's a tough time. Tough time for America. We're going to be fine. I think the country is fine. We just can't. It's not a time to be afraid. It's just a time to be very prayerful.
And on your stocks, hold the stocks. Don't, you know, you now, if ever, is the time to buy. I mean, not that you're giving advice over the air, Tom Kehoe, but now would be the time to buy, to be a little aggressive with the stock market the way it is, knowing that it will rebound quite quickly after we're out of this, yes?
No, I think that, and companies now that will prosper once we get out of this are going to have to go to the marketplace with their goods and services in probably a totally different way than they ever thought they would before. Look, Cisco, not SYSCO, which is the company that supplies most of the restaurants and hotels in New York, they're the biggest food distributor in the world, Cisco Foods. They're now partnering up with Kroger, which is the biggest grocery chain in America. You never would have seen a partnership like that before. They take the same pound of hamburger meat and go to two different marketplaces. Kroger is a grocer, and Cisco supplies the steakhouse that you and I have lunch in. But now they're joining forces because they have to. So I think you're going to see new alliances. We still have the greatest economy in the world. This is still the freest country in the world. That's why your relatives and, you know, ancestors and mine all came here. And I think America will be fine. It's just a time to be to be prayerful, to position yourself and your business for coming out the other end.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot. Tom Kehoe, CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies. Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks. And good luck out there in Long Island, my brother. Take care. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Lindell coming up at 8 o'clock. All right, right now, Debbie Duhame's looking out for you. Checking traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. We do have traffic out here, especially for our essential workers going to and from work. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all you're doing for us. Let's go over to the Merritt Parkway southbound. It's kind of busy here in Connecticut, getting down through Fairfield. It's some late-running construction over there. Also, Grand Avenue getting up into New Haven. Fire department activity, so Grand Avenue is subject to closure in New Haven. A lot of fire department activity reported there. Outbound GWB, upper-level disabled truck. That was just cleared out of the way. We're still seeing a brake check here on Stony Lonesome Road, northbound up past 9W into West Point with a testing center there. Southern State eastbound at the Meadowbrook. An accident off on the shoulder. And watch out for slowdowns eastbound side of the Gowanus by Fort Hamilton Parkway. More volume eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. 78 westbound ramp to the Garden State Parkway. A collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Do you want to get your hands on some physical gold and silver? Noble has you covered. Get it delivered directly to your doorstep. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
Joe on the radio. I know it's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring, looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused old-school approach. That's what I love, because I started going online looking at, I'll sell the house, and you go online. You can't get any answers. You can't get any information. You need like that old school approach the way Louis Calamine does it. Whatever needs to be done, they can get the deal done quickly and for top dollar. Calamine and Company Real Estate. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And I love this, and I love telling you good things that can help your life. Calamine and Company, you know what? They have a 100% success rate. How about that? They sell 100% of their properties bought to market. No other broker is going to make that claim. And again, as you're home, you're hanging, you're thinking, you might want to give Calamine and Company a call. They have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here is the number, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55, Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic, Joe. Hope you're doing well as well.
Loving it. And we got this. Give me a couple weeks. Give me a couple months. Whatever it is, we got this, Joe Lumberg. Right.
As a matter of fact,
the rain. I like the rain. Yes, the pluviophile that I am. Thank you very much.
Yes,
are we raining today a little bit, you're telling me?
A little bit, yeah. Some very light rain and drizzle. I think it's this morning. This afternoon should just be cloudy. Kind of chilly. I'm not sure that we're even going to make it to 50 degrees this afternoon. A little bit milder tomorrow. We'll get up to the lower 50s, low to mid-50s on Thursday with some sunshine. So it gets better over the next 3 days. It's just going to be kind of chilly.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. Joe Lumberg right there. Allergy report okay?
The balance of nature bringing you the allergy report today, and it's moderate. Again, pollen levels are relatively high for so early in the season.
Yeah, I can feel it. Thank you, Joe. Joe Lumberg right there, 7:56 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2990. I got to go to Viviana. Viviana, we love you. We always appreciate you listening. What is on your mind this morning?
I love you very much. It was great hearing Debbie salute the essential workers. I love Al's humor and Frank's political savvy. But I'm focusing on you today, my brother. I really appreciate you being a man of faith. And right now, we were talking, I think some of your guests even said that it's time to pray more than anything else at this time, because that's where we're going to be sustained. There's Psalm 91, there's Psalm 121. And one of the biggest ones that we can lean on at this time is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
All right, Viviana, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Mike Lindell's going to join us live. Talk about a man of faith. Bold enough to stand up next to the President of the United States and really give the world a lesson on faith. I'm so proud to know Mike Lindell. He's joining us
in the 8 o'clock. Coming right out of the news, we're going right to Mr. Lindell. Congressman Peter King, another man I have immense respect for on the show. Mike Gallagher as well. And then Dr. Kadish is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Piscopo in the morning, we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A person of interest in a fatal subway fire last Friday is being questioned by police. Authorities say a person of interest is in custody on an unrelated charge and has been arrested numerous times since the late 80s. The fire at the West 110th Street and Lenox Avenue subway station killed conductor Garrett Goebel and injured four others. An employee at Amazon's warehouse in Robbinsville, New Jersey, has tested positive for COVID-19. This brings the total number of employees working for Amazon in New Jersey who have tested positive to three. Workers at two other New Jersey Amazon warehouses in Edison and Teterboro have also been confirmed with the virus. Employees at Amazon's fulfillment warehouse in Staten Island have protested what they say is the company's response to 10 cases at the facility. Amazon has confirmed only one case at the Staten Island warehouse. The global coronavirus pandemic may have a negative impact on accuracy in predicting the weather. Now, the number of commercial flights has taken a huge hit as people avoid travel, but those flights normally collect atmospheric data used to create global and regional forecasts. That could make it more difficult to accurately predict thunderstorms just as the Northern Hemisphere enters severe weather season. And cases of coronavirus on the rise on Long Island, they now exceed 13,000. Nassau County saw one of the largest one-day jumps outside of New York City with 899 new cases announced yesterday. Suffolk County with 768. The death toll on Long Island is 92. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.